Okay, let's begin our discussion of Chulin Dav Zayin, and we are on Zayin Amar Aleph on top, which is one ha'ara on yesterday's daf. So we're in the discussion of issues of the Kusim. That's what we discussed on yesterday's daf, and then after that we got into the Edus of what Rabbi Meir did. Rabbi Meir ate an Aleh Shel Yerek beBeit Sha'an, and Rabbi, based on that behavior, allowed all of Beit Sha'an without any Tafrasha. Why? Because as we explained, the Rashi that had the different levels, that if there's Trumas and Maisos, Mida or Raisa, so then outside, then we can make a Mida Rabbanan and a Chutz La'aretz. But even in Chutz La'aretz, if it's the Rabbanan, so then we're not going to extend it. So that's how we understood Rabbi Meir's behavior, and that's why he matured. And the Gemara continued and said, really? But it was all, everybody was knowing Bahu Isser. Is it appropriate to matur somebody that was knowing Bahu Isser? So the Gemara quoted, well, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it that he leaves open space for someone to come in and take the job. Makom inichlo avosav lehiskaderbo, as the lashon is. So even though it was behavior in one direction earlier, but later on there was a door and there was a person that came and took the place. We have the concept elsewhere similarly that even if there was something that Moshe Rabbeinu could have put into place, but it was left for, let's say, the Bnot Slavchad, but it's Baruch Hu allowed the Bnot Slavchad to be Mechadish, the Halachas of Yerusha, and the like. So we have this concept elsewhere, but that's what we're up to. We'll start, Beth Hashem, in a minute on the second line. There's one more issue relating to Hafrasha, right? Hafrasha, Shumas, and Maestras that we just spoke about, that Rebbe was Matir Beit Sha'an without having to do it. But again, there are many different topics within the Hafrasha, just to remember one of the ideas. And that is Hafrasha, Gittin. Is Hafrasha a, what we would call a mitzvah like all other mitzvos? Is Hafrasha a mitzvah like lulav, like shofar, like any of the classic mitzvos that we have in the Torah? Or is there something deeper and different about Hafrasha? Right? And it starts with the discussion of whether there is a chiyuv of Hafrasha if I have no interest in eating the tefuah. What if I have plenty of tefuah in my house, and I have 100 acres, and I have no interest in eating it at all? It's just going to lie there. Maybe the animals will go in, but I have no interest. Is there a mitzvah to be mafrish? So that's the machlokas between the Taz and others. The Taz is the beginning of Yerideya, right? This next couple of months, we're going to have Yerideya Chelek Aleph, right next to our Maseches Chulin. So there, in Yerideya Chelek Aleph, in the Taz Os Yud Zayin, Simen Aleph Os Yud Zayin, on the Shulchan Aruch, Halacha, talking about if could somebody shecht, if there is Shomea Veda Madaber, without getting into the details of that, but the Taz there, in the context of talking about Shechita, he discusses a couple of mitzvos, and specifically Birchas HaMitzvos. Is there a mitzvah separate from, let's say, let's say it this way, what type of bracha is the bracha in shechita, in marriage, in hafrashas, shumas, and maaseros, v'chulu. So each one, and in bris milah. So each one of them, obviously, is its own discussion. But along the way, the Taz says that hafrashas, shumas, and maaseros is a birchas hamitzvah. U'mishim hachi nicha. Let's find the line. Aval b'hafrashas truma, havi ikir habracha al mitzvahs hafrasha, lo al isser achilas tevel. Shaharei, here's his key line. Shari mitzvahs hafrasha, chiv alav afilu me'ino rota lechom anatua adayin. The mitzvahs hafrasha is mechuyiv on him, even if he has no plans right now of eating the tvua. The Taz clearly seems to say that hafrasha is a mitzvah, not just what we would call a matir. A matir, meaning, we discussed this back on Daves, about Shechita. Is Shechita purely a matir? Obviously, it can be counted as one of the 613, according to the Rambam. He counts matirim as mitzvos, meaning a mitzvah that inherently is there to accomplish something, not just a symbolic act that Hashem told me to do, but it's there to accomplish something. Shechita accomplishes something. Mila accomplishes something. Hafrasha Shumas HaMaisos accomplishes something. So, in all these cases, is it just a matir, or is there also a mitzvah element? Imkein havi mitzvahs os kishar mitzvahs, v'kivin shein hu chiyuv beguva lasos kein. Then he says that has enough gemina whether the mishaleach or the mafresh himself should make the bracha or not. But either way, that's the Taz. The Rabbi Kiva Eger right here on the Taz on the bottom says lo matzasi zeh. I don't know what he's talking about. Dibipshuto hu rakish erotza lechol aser ashiyeh hifresh truma. No, afreshes trumas and maaseros is only if you have plans to eat. If you have plans to eat the tua, so then be mafresh, so you can eat. But if you have no plans, there's no chiyuv. As a look at the Magen Avram in Simen Ches, What's the Magen Avraham in Siman Ches? So that's the Magen Avraham in the first context where the Shulchan Aruch talks about Birchas HaMitzvah in all Shulchan Aruch, and that's in Hilchot Tzitzis. In Hilchot Tzitzis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yis'atef batzitzis v'yivarech me'umad. Four words. Put on tzitzis, put on a talis, and make a bracha standing, says the Shulchan Aruch. Where does that come from? Says the Magen Avraham, Ha'bracha v'ha'atifa shtein yu b'amida. They should both be b'amida. V'tzarech yin, ask the Magen Avraham, to be yoredeya, and simin reis, simin shin chavches, mashma de butter l'varech miyushav, u'mishta shlema, the mishta in Memseches Chala is quoted that in certain cases, the bracha on challah can be said sitting. So why here does the Shulchan Aruch say that the bracha of the mitzvah by tzitzis has to be said standing? V'yesh lomar, says the Magen Avraham, well, don't compare hafreshas challah to tzitzis. To hafreshas challah, eina mitzvah kolkach. De eino osa elo l'sakein ma'acholo. Dumya d'shchita. Hafreshas challah is a matir. Right, just like shchita, it's a matir. And by mitzvahs that are inherently matirim, so then that does not require a birchas mitzvah ba'amida. Don't compare the mitzvah of a fresh challah to the mitzvah of putting on tzitzis. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yaradeya assumes hua din truma. Right, to be mechalek between a challah and truma, to say that challah is a matir, and truma and maestros is something different. Maybe one could think of some type of lumdus, but the Rabbi Kiva Eger thinks that there's no difference, and that is the machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Taz about whether it is birchas hamitzvah or not. So there is also the achronim put together, and one can put together two different tosfos in Maseches Gittin to shed light on this issue, and that is tosfos on in Gittin Daf Gimel. I think we mentioned this a week or so ago. Maybe even on Daf Beis. Right, the Tosfos on Daf Gimel Beis and Gittin, and then we'll continue, has a line on the bottom line of the Tosfos that on a Daraisa level, there's never any chilek between, by mitzvahs Daraisa, there's never any chilek between lechatchilas and bidiyevets. That's Tosfos on the bottom line of Gimel Beis. In the context of discussing the difference between mechubar and shalol l'shma, a psul, derabanan, according to Rabbi Meir. Okay, but either way, the Tosfos' line is to be Daraisa in chilek between lechatchilas and bidiyevet. Meaning, on a Daraisa level, Hashem tells you to do it, you have to do it. Midrabanan, you can be mechalik between something that's lechatchila, that's bidiyevet. But, when it comes to Daraisas, there's no chilik. So, if we fast forward a couple of dafim, on daf lamin amid beis, the Gemara there, in Gittin, talks about the halacha min hamukaf, taking off shubus and maestros, dafka from tvua, that it's next to the makam hafrasha. I shouldn't be mafish truma, let's say oranges require truma like the Rambam. I shouldn't be mafish truma from oranges here, four oranges that are down the block in the orchard. Why? Because it has to be min hamukaf. If you didn't take a min hamukaf, it's okay, it works with the effet. Is that a din d'araisa or a din d'rabanan? The halacha of min hamukaf. That's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos here. Rashi says it's a din d'rabanan. Because if you're mafish here, min hamukaf, maybe the oranges that you're being mafish for are spoiled, aren't around anymore, and animalated, so maybe you're not accomplishing anything. And therefore, Rashi says, that's the pshat of taking min hamukaf, it's a din d'rabanan. And Tosfos argues, Tosfos says, l'chom shalom min hamukaf, pirush bekudrus, d'shema ba'os ha'shah eina ba'en, ve'ein nireh, d'truma gedola midaraisa ba'i mukaf. And it's a din d'araisa. So one second, it's a din d'araisa, but it's only a din l'chatchila. So how could Tosfos on daf gimel say there's no chilukim between mitzvah, on a d'araisa level, by a mitzvah d'araisa, there's no chilukim between l'chatchila b'diavad, where here on daf lamed, he says there is. So what must be the bir hadavar? It must be Tosfos on daf gimel must be holding what Tosfos holds in nida daf samach vav, and that is what Tosfos is not saying by all mitzvos. He's saying by a matir, by a mitzvah that's inherently a matir. That's where we would say there's no difference between lechatchila and b'diavad, because by matirim you either do it or you don't do it, right? Tosfos there says mikvah, mikvah. There's a you go to the mikvah. There's no lechatchila way of going to the mikvah. There's go to the mikvah. And if you do it, great, and if not, not. So maybe that's what Tosfos means in Gittin. But according to that, so then this would not be, Tosfos would be saying that Hafrasha, though, is a mitzvah, not just a matir. And that's why you could have lechatchilas and not just bidiyevets, not just halacha that is le'ikuvah. That's what you have to say. And while by Gittin, which is Tosfos' Katha Sadaf Gimel, Tosfos would view Gerushin as a matir and not just a mitzvah. And therefore, that will be a chilik between Tosfos on Daf Gimel, Tosfos Daf Lamed in Gittin, regarding that issue. Okay, there are many other issues of Hafrasha Shuma. We won't do it now. There's a lot to talk about, relating to whether Hafrasha is seen as one mitzvah or two mitzvos, Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. and the related issues. So let's continue though where we are up to now. Second line, Mikan. Mikan, from this story that we just quoted, that the Rebbe, based on Rebbe Meir's behavior, interpreted it in a certain way, not like the Mesorah. Mikan l'tamar chacham, sh'amar d'var halacha, when a tamar chacham says a d'var halacha, that he gets from his Rebbe. So we shouldn't just say, come on, that's different, that's not the tradition. No, three different versions of the Gemara. Shein mazichin oso. What does mazichin mean? Rashi says mazichin. Ein mavdilin oso, mishmu aso. Lemar chazar b'cha. Ein mazichin oso. We don't force him to say, come on, take it back. That's something new. Come on, you can't say that. Ein mazichin oso. V'amrila, ein mazichin oso. And some say we shouldn't be mazniachim. We shouldn't say his words are, Rashi, mishaktsin is dvarav. We shouldn't say his words are hated and unacceptable. V'yamrila ein mazchichid oso. And others say we should say to him, don't be such a bal gaiva. Don't hold yourself so high, having this, different interpretation. We shouldn't say that. Meaning if, like in this case, Rebbe Meir did something unusual and Rebbe accepted it. Right? He didn't, say what's going on here. And each one of these phrases has a source in Chumash. Manda Amar, or at least in Tanakh. Where does the Lashon Meziach mean? Don't tell him to separate from this Shmua and say something else. It's from Yizach HaChoshen, the Isser of the Choshen and the Ephod separating from each other. That's where that comes from. Hashem will not abandon us forever. So there we don't quote a Pasuk, but we quote Hey, Brisa, in the end of Masechta Sota, remember the Mishnah is there, discuss when certain Tanoim died, certain Midos died with them. So Ditznan, the Brisa there, adds on, Misha Rabu, Zechuche Halev, when those who are haughty of spirit were Marbe Rabu Machlokas B'Yisrael. Because Gaiva, the Rabban Hilchos Deus, the Gaiva leads, to much Machlokas, right? Because Gaiva makes me focus on myself, and therefore when there was Zechuche Lev, that were marbe machlokas. Each one of these we can speak about, each of these psukim, just the first one, v'lo yizach ha-choshen, right? That's the iser in Parshas Tetzaveh of the choshen and the ephod separating from each other. That's an iser daraisa. It's an iser daraisa of separating the ephod from the choshen that applies even, maybe, shalom b'shas avoda. Even if the Kohen Gadol is not doing the Avodah, right? The Issur Daraisa, these are only by two begadim that are uniquely belong to the Kohen Gadol. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes in Mitzvah Kuf, Mitzvah 100, Shalom Nasir HaChoshem Me'ala Eifod, V'inyan Choshem Eifod Kfar Zacharnum Lamala, Shem Shnayim Yishmona Bidei Kohen Gadol, V'achoshem Yanatun Keneged Libo Shal Kohen Lefanav. The Choshem, the breastplate was on the breast of the Kohen, on his chest, V'ha Eifod Me'acharav, and the apron was behind him, Mechuvan Keneged HaChoshem Shal Lefanav. Exactly opposite the choshen. There were little hooks on the side that hooked into the choshen. So that it would rest comfortably and be connected. And that's the pasuk in Shmos. Chafches, chafches. V'lo yizach hachoshen me'al ha'efod. Don't take it off. V'amafarik chiburan. But the chinuch's lashon is, b'shas avoda, lo kemilav zeh. If I separate the chibur of these two kelim, b'shas avoda, so one gets malchus. The Minchas Sura discusses is that only b'shas avoda. What about shalom b'shas avoda? The Ritva and Makis on Daf Chavei seems to say even shalom b'shas avoda. Shalom b'shas avoda, not dafka. Once it's put together, and now let us separate it. What's the shorish of the mitzvah? The isser of removing the choshen from the ephod. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, "Sheratza Hashem l'tova seinu l'zakos seinu b'agdolos oso abayis hakadosh." As the Chinuch says, by many of these mitzvos, Hashem wants us to hold the Beis Hamikdash in esteem and hold it very high. V'lios kol asher bo mechuvan v'kavu al mechono, and everything in the Beis Hamikdash should be perfect and should be set. Bainj inyan kelav, whether they're the kelim should be perfect, whether the malbushim should be perfect. Should be nachon v'shalem. If you're going to have to put two things together, or it'll be shaky, or it won't fit properly, so that's not covered for the Beis HaMikdash. Ube'emes ki minu ha'inyan hu, shal yiyah ha'choshen navinad aluach libo, eliyamot sham kavua kemen chomer. Right? It's like a perfect perfect way that the begadim fit. Like we learned back in Maseches Zvachim, we learned that the begadim have to fit perfectly. They can't be too big. They can't be too small. They can't be sticking up. They can't be rolled up. Right. So that is the part of the issue of the iser of the Yizachachoshem Yalha Eifon. I think we mentioned a couple of other pshatim in the Baalei Machshava related to the Isra of the Choshen and the Eifod. The Shemen HaTov, in the fifth volume, in Chelek Hei of the Shemen HaTov, he quotes the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Pechas, where the Gemara there discusses each of the Begadim being parallel to a different Avera, and being Mechaper on a different Avera. Eifod is Mechaper on Avodah Zarah. Right, but we know because certain types of Eifodim were put on Avodah Zarah. The Choshen is Mechaper on Ivus Hadin, on crookedness of judgment. Choshen Mishpat. So says the Shemen HaTov, that's the Isser of removing the Choshen from the Eifod. The Eifod is Bein Adam LaMakom, Avodah Zarah. The Choshen is Bein Adam LaChavero, and the two need to be linked eternally. Yesh Lomer, do Eifod Merames, Al Inyani Bein Adam LaMakom, Ashenken HaChoshen Bo, Al Inyani Bein Adam LaChavero, V'al Zeba HaIsser, Shlo Yizach HaChoshen Me'al HaEifod, De Isser LaHavdil Afilu Kochot HaSaira, Bein Hani Tri Chalki HaTorah, Bein Adam LaMakom, U'Bein Adam LaChavero. They have to be together, they can't be separate at all. And if one is missing, then the other one is probably warped also. Right? It doesn't mean that one can't even be perfect in one. I'm a Bein Adam LaMakom man, or the other. Right, one needs the both of them in order to have the proper balance. Right, that's that thought from Rav Huttner that we like to quote on the Rashi at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, where Rashi quotes the story of Maimon Har Sinai, the end of Mishpatim in Parachav Dalad, where Moshe Rabbeinu takes the blood, takes an animal and shechs it and takes half the blood and sprinkles it on the Am and half the blood and sprinkles it on the Mizbeach, and asks Rashi, well, who split the blood? The Gemara just said, the Pasuk just says that the animal was shechted, and then Moshe takes half the blood. Who split the blood? Who split the blood? Moshe split the blood. What's the big, well, Moshe split it. What do you need? Why is that such a question? Answers Rashi, b'malach v'chilko. A malach came down from Shemayim and split the blood in half. Asked Rav Huttner, you need a malach to split the blood in half? What do you need a malach for? Moshe Rabbeinu can't split, but they didn't have measuring cups. He can figure it out, exactly. Pretty much, pretty close. Even if you say Yefshal Etzam same. Moshe can get half and half. Says Rav Huttner, no, because what did the blood symbolize? What was the Krisis Brit at Har Sinai? Half the blood on the people, that's the Bein Adam LaMakom. Half the blood on the Mizbeach, that's Bein Adam LaChavero. Half the blood on the Mizbeach, that's Bein Adam LaMakom. Lest anyone ever in history thinks that one could exist without the other one, and one is more important than the other one, a Malach came down from heaven and split the blood exactly in half to teach us that they are together and they must be seen together. And that, says the Shemen HaTov, is for Yizach HaChoshen Me'al HaEifod. Right, the Choshen and the Eifod. Seems like a dry halacha in Hilchas, a big day kahuna. No, there's a major message there. Right, Be'ad al-Makom and Be'ad al-Chavera. Rav Soloveitchik also, just to finish up, and then we'll continue. Rav Soloveitchik also gave a drasha, famous drasha, in 1940. At the Aguda Convention in 1940, Rav Soloveitchik spoke. And he gave a hesped there for Rav Chaim Moser Rozinski. Rav Chaim Moser, the Achezer, had been Nifter, and he spoke about Rav Chaim Moser there, and he spoke about the Choshen also, not about the Eifon and the Choshen, he spoke about the Tzitz and the Choshen. He spoke about the different messages, the Tzitz symbolizing the pure Torah, the Choshen symbolizing the interaction with the world, the Choshen Mishpat. That's where he spoke about the idea, he doesn't use the words, but the idea of Das Torah, the idea of Tamid HaChamim, having certain halachic intuition even on matters that are not Torah. Right? This is a big discussion that he has in the hesped that he gave related to the choshen called Nosei Hatzitz V'ha Choshen. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Maskifla, Yehuda Breda of Shimon Ben Pazi. So what we just say from the story that Beit Sha'an is not part of Eretz Yisrael. Right? And that's why Rebbe did what he did. And that's why Rebbe acted based on what Rebbe Meir did. So is that really true? Maskev la Yehuda Bered Rebbe Shimon Ben Pazi, mi ikal aman da amar de Beit Sha'an lam Eretz Yisrael hu? Is Beit Sha'an not part of Eretz Yisrael? Vaksiv, says the beginning of Shoftim. V'lo horish Menashe et Beit Sha'an vet benoseha. Ves Tanach vet benoseha. You see clearly, right? Menashe wasn't morish them, didn't drive them out. But you see clearly for the Pesukim, it's part of Eretz Yisrael. Answer, Ishtamitse Hada Amr Bishimim Ben Al-Yakim Mishimim Blazer Ben Padas Bishamar Mishimim Blazer Ben Shemua. Write the following, Har Bekrachim Kavshim Oli Mitzrayim Olo Kavshim Oli Bavel. We know B'nai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael twice. right? Once the Olei Mitzrayim, the first time they went in with Yoshua ben Nun, the second time with Ezra. And there were some lands that were conquered the first time, but not the second time. That's called Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia. So some lands, Beit Shan was conquered the first time, yes. That was in Shoftim, but not the second time. V'ksavar, Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'lo Kitcha L'Asin Lavo. So yes, Beit Shan was Eretz Yisrael. Had Kedushas Aretz the first time they went in, but they went, when they left, and went into exile, and they came back, they did not reconquer it, and therefore, it did not have a Kedusha Shnia. V'hinichum, and when they went back, they dafka did not conquer it in a way to sanctify it. Kedesha Yisvechu Alein, Ani and Bishvias, so that the poor people have what to eat in Shemitah. During Shemitah, there's not so much produce, so you need some places close by that there's no Kedusha Shemitah to. And that's why the Chazal, and the earlier say that the earlier people, the Bnei Yisrael that came back, were not Makadesh this again, and that's why Beit Sha'an could be in this middle category. Good. Again, a big topic relating to Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shnia, just to mention the Shitas Rambam. The Rambam, if you remember, in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, in Perek Vav, the Rambam discusses the difference, he has two important points, the difference between the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the Kedusha of Mikdash and Yerushalayim. The Rambam says the Kedusha of Mikdash is eternal. Even if you want to say there's a discussion of Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shnia, that's a discussion about the rest of Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah satulias ba'aretz. But the mitzvah walking on Har HaBayis, the Kedushas Har HaBayis in Eretz Yisrael, that's forever. Because that's based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's resting his presence. That's what the Rambam says. V'lo mani omer, b'mikdash v'yushalayim, she'kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Asan la'asin lavo, u'b'kedusha shar Eretz Yisrael, le'inyin shvi'is u'maisris, our Gemara. V'chayotze behen lo kitcha la'asin lavo, why? L'fi she'kedushas mikdash v'yushalayim, mipnei ha'shchina. V'ashchina einena b'teila. That's because of Asherah Hashchina, and that's eternal, and that's never batel. That's in terms of Yerushalayim and Mikdash. Regarding the rest of Eretz Yisrael, Chiyav Haaretz b'Shviyas u'b'Maisrus einu ela b'pnei Kibush Rabim. That's not totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's totally on Kibush Rabim conquering. And the Rambam's famous Lashon, based on quoting the Mishnayos and Idios, V'kivish enilkacha ares v'yadeyam, and once the land, if they got the Kedusha through conquering, so then Memela, once it was taken from them, that was undone. Batel akibush, v'niftur menatur menamaisus menashviyas, shahari eina Eretz Yisrael. And once Ezra came back, lo kitcha b'kibush ela b'chazaka. Once Ezra came back, it was not conquering, they had permission to come back. They had permission from the authorities, the Persian authorities, and therefore that was chazaka, and chazaka stays. Settlement stays, even if they go into galus. And this is the huge discussion of the achronim over the past, Rishonim and achronim over the past 800 years. What's the svara for this Rambam? The Rambam that's bachalik between kibush and chazaka. What's the difference? If my conquering can be undone, my settling can be undone. Right, so how do you understand that? So many different mafarshim. The Kesef Mishnah leaves with Tzarachi in here. The Kesef Mishnah says, "What's the difference? Mi adif chazaka below kibush, me chazaka im kibush." Right. What's the difference of Tzarachi? He does not discuss this chilik. The Tosas Yantif on the Mishnah and Idius discusses this a little bit. He suggests, well, conquering inherently is against people's will, and therefore it's not something that can last. Kibush Rab Nachrim Asa Umavatel Kibush Yisrael. Mashekid Bechazaka Shechziku Bian Melech Pras Shenasalem Rishayon Lahachzik Balo Asa Kibush Bavata Chazaka Shaisa Midas Hanose. It seems to be something different. If there is, this might be, again, a more specific or a more general pshat, what the Tosfos Yadav is driving at. Maybe he's saying in general, war, the concept of Milchama, in general, assumes that, you know, whoever wins. So if you come in and win, so then it's yours. And then if it's lost, then it belongs to someone else now. That's the whole idea of Kibush Milchama. Right? It's back and forth and back and forth. So maybe it's a specific thing about Milchama, or maybe it means something a little more general. And that is, any Kinyan Balkarcha is weaker than a Kinyan with Dash Lema. We discussed yesterday, Chalipin. But a Kinyan that's forced, that I take it away from you, that's a weaker Kinyan. Right, even if I have it. So maybe that could be undone by somebody else forcing it out of my hands. Masha'ekin chazaka, that's different. If I just go settle and I have permission to stay there, so that stays. That's a kinyan gamur, and therefore even if it's taken from me, that if I didn't relinquish the kinyan willingly, so then the kedusha can still stay. Okay, different ideas. Other achronim have ideas as well. Rav Salvechik discusses the difference between the kedusha by Yehoshua it was a kedusha, if we think about it, going out to in. They started from the outside of Eretz Yisrael, right, Yericho, and keep going in and in and in until they came to the Beis HaMikdash. While Masha Enkein, when it comes to the second time, where they start with? They went to the Beis HaMikdash and built the Beis HaMikdash, and then radiated out. Right, so the kedusha that starts with Mikdash, an expansion of Mikdash, that stays. That stays. That's why kedusha Shniyah could stay. It was from within to without. Unlike Yoshua, it was from out to in. Fine. There's a Meshech Chachma also, maybe just to end with this, and then we'll continue. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas B'Shalach turns everything on its head. Right? An opposite pshat than all the other Mefarshim. Usually we think that there was something greater about Kedusha Shniyah, and that's why it lasts longer. Meshech Chachma says exactly the opposite. Based on two Gemaras, sometimes he says, the higher, more fragile an item is, the larger and the harsher that it could fall. The larger, if somebody has a balloon, a much bigger balloon makes a larger pop when it pops than a smaller balloon. Right? So that's what the Meshech Chachma says. There are two Gemaras that tell me the bigger they are, the harder they fall, so to speak. The Gemara in Bechoros, Daf Mem Zayin. A Leviya that's Nivala L'Pasala, a Bas Levi. Nivala L'Pasala, to a Goy, let's say, she could still eat Meiser. She could still eat Meiser, because she's still called a Leviya, even though she was Nivala L'Pasala. A Kohenes, a Bas Kohen, that's Nivala L'Pasala, is like a Yisraelis. Right? She's like a Zara. She can't eat Truma for sure, but she can't even eat, she's not even like a Levi. So one second. So a Leviya Nivala L'Pasala, not much happens to her. But a Bas Kohen, right, because she starts off with a higher kedusha, so that's why once she's nivala l'pasala, it is even worse. That's one gemara that the Meshech Chachma quotes. Kohenes the kaddish gufa pasala, hadol kaddish gufa lo pasala. That's one gemara, and then the other gemara he quotes is the gemara in Shabbos Kuftes Zayin, where he talks about the kedusha of Sefer Torah. What is the kedusha of a Sefer Torah that there were letters on it that got rubbed out underneath where the letters were? Does that lose its kedusha or not lose its kedusha? Because the letters were once there, now there's water damage. Does it have full kedusha's ksav if the letters aren't there anymore? And the Gemara, he quotes, is machalik between, it might be less kedusha than the margins, which never had letters on it in the first place. Why? Because this had kedusha with letters on it, so once it gets rubbed out, it might be even less than the margins, which never had the letters in the first place, but it had a certain level of kedusha. Right? So both of those are his precedents that something greater sometimes could be lost in a more radical way. That's what he says. The first kedusha, the first kibush going in, it's hard to fit this into the words of the Rambam a little bit, harder, but the first time they went in, that was with Nisim, that was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Aron. Unbelievable. And that's why it was greater, but once it was lost, then it totally lost its kedusha. The second time they went in, much less, right, there was more natural, and there was no Aron, and there was more down-to-earth ways of just settlement, and that's why it lasts. That's why it lasts. That's his svar on the pasuk of Ad Yavaram Chashem, Ad Yavaram Zukanisa. That's the Meshech Chachma. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Omer Le, right in the middle. Omer Le, Rabbi Yirmi, Yel, Rabbi Zeira, for a mayor, Ala Ba'alma, Huda Achil. Another question on this story. All Rabbi Meir ate was a leaf. Ala Ba'alma, Huda Achil. It was an Achilas Arai, it was snacking. If it was snacking, then even if it had Kedusha, even if there was full Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, he would be able to eat it. So how can you bring any rayas from here that the Beit Sha'an is Chutz La'aretz? So Amar Lei, Me Aguda Achle. No, he ate from already tied up bundle. Me Aguda Achle. And therefore, and once it's already tied up, then there's a Chiyah Trumas and Maestros. It's not, as the Mishnah says in Maestros, Yara Kaneagan Misha Ye Agid. So once it's tied up, so then it has a chiyuv. V'dom alav adaite, maybe Rabbi Meir didn't realize. Maybe didn't realize what he was eating, and maybe he forgot. So that's the Gemara quotes again. The third time we have this, right? This is the principle that comes up on Daf Hey, Daf Vav, and Daf Zayin here in Maseches Chulin. Hashta behemta shel zadik yamein kakadosh baruch hu v'tikal al yadon. If a kadosh baruch hu doesn't bring a Takala through the animals of a tzaddik, tzaddikim atzmon l'kol shekein, tzaddikim themselves, and therefore it can't be that Rabbi Meir forgot. Again, we spoke about this about Tama yesterday. The Sharm Sanan Balacha here notes this is we're talking about an issa d'rabbanan here, at most, right? It's yurakos, it's vegetables. So it's vegetables which are definitely shomus ma'ases d'rabbanan, and we're still applying the principle of behemta shel tzaddikim. It would be considered a takala. If Rameir would have eaten this by forgetting, it would have been called a takala. So that's a big discussion. the Rama. Others, does one have to do tshuva for a derabanan b'shogeg? That's a question in the Achronim. If somebody violates an Avera b'shogeg midrabanan, does one do tshuva? An Avera daraisa b'shogeg, of course, karban chatos. What about an Avera derabanan b'shogeg? So there is a Nesivus. The Nesivus in Reish Lama Dalet, I think. The Nesivus quotes, explains the Shita of the Rambam, which the Shulchan Aruch quotes there, Reish Lama Dalet. I sell somebody a piece of food, and he eats it, and it ends up that it was not kosher. I made a mistake, or I did it on purpose, whatever it is. It ends up that it was not kosher. Does he get his money back? Does he get his money back? Because I sold him something not kosher. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if it was food that was usher to eat me daraisa, he gets his money back. Machal sasuros daraisa. But if it was machal sasuros drabanan, so then if it's there, then you can give it back. But if it's not there, he does not get his money back. That's the Rambam, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Why? What's the difference? Says the Nesivus there in Reish Lama Dalet, because a mitzvah, a lo saseh, derabanan, you don't need kapara for when it's done b'shogeg. By a daraisa, if it was done b'shogeg, you need kapara. But by a derabanan, you don't need kapara. Why? The way that the Nesivus is explained is that isurei derabanan are isurei gavra, not isurei chefsa. Again, it's a discussion in the Rishonim. But let's take that as a given for now. So if it's Isurei Gavra, what does that mean? The point of the Durabanan is to listen to the Rabanan. If I don't not listen to the Rabanan, if I violate Peshogeg, so what did I do wrong? It was all Peshogeg. I didn't have Kavana Limrod. I didn't have Kavana to violate. And therefore, there's no Kapara that is needed. By an Isidar Isa, these molecules, these atoms are dangerous, are danger, are poison for my neshama. So even b'shogeg, I did something wrong. I have to purge myself of this. Masha'en kein by Isurei Drabanan, not so. So interesting, this Gemara quotes that it would still be called a takala by a Isur Drabanan. So that maybe goes in the opposite direction of the Nesivus. Because here, what would be a takala if Rabbi Meir forgot? Unless you say, even this, even if it's not really a Maisa Avera, but for Rabbi Meir, it's a Shemetz, it's something connected. Either way, this is an important makar for that topic. The Meshech Chachma also in Shoftim brings a mashal to that. He quotes this Nesivus in one line because a mashal to that about listening to the Rabbanan as listening to the Melech. Listening to the Melech, the concept of Morib Malchus. Does Hashem really care? I mean, there are chilukim, but he uses it as a mashal. Does Hashem really care whether the king builds a highway through my backyard or not? Maybe not. But he cares that I listen to the king. And if the king says he needs to build a highway, Lutzarech of the country, through my backyard, I have to listen. And if not, I'm punished. Right? So is there important to the content of what the king says? No. But it's just to listen to the king. That's the halacha Morib b'malchus. So it's the same thing by Din and Rabbanan. It's listening to the Rabbanan, not the content dafka of what they said. But this is an interesting line relating to that Nesivus. Continues the Gemara, V'idilma Yisr aleh mimakam acher. Well, maybe Rebbe Meir took off maizos from somewhere else before he ate this, and Rebbe didn't see it. Lo nechshdu chaverim litrom shlom and amukaf. We just quoted that, right? Chaverim are not chashud to take off chumas and maizos if it's not connected to what they're taken off from. We just mentioned before, machlokas rashi tosfos and gittin daf lamed, whether that's a din daraisa or a din derabanan. V'dil manasin eina besadzeve ocha bitzad acher. Again, maybe Rebbe Meir looked at the other side, thought about the other side being chumas and maizos, and eating from this side. So Amale Chazi Man Gavarab the Kamasad Ale. So the Gemara says, it can't be. Look who testified about this, Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. So Rebbe Yehuda Nasi got the story wrong. He obviously looked and noted and saw exactly what was the story, and therefore don't tell me that he was mafresh from somewhere else. Don't tell me that he was noting him besides that. No, this is what happened, and therefore they proved something about Beit Sha'an from this story. Here we go. My behemta shel tzadikim. So what is the story that's been referred to here that Hashem doesn't even bring a takala to the animals of the tzadikim? So top stories in Meseches Chulin, but maybe in Shas also. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, havikazal opinion shvuyin, he was on his way to be podesh, shavui, people who were captured, paga baby ginoi nara, he comes to a river, ginoi nara, amale ginoi, chalokli, meimecha. Could you please split? Can you please split? I need to get past. Ve'evar b'chan, I'll go past. Amalei. So the river says back. What does it mean that the river says back? Is the river talking here? Bottom Tosfos. Shem asar shel yam heishev lokach. Maybe it was the sar, right? Every natural force has an angel, a guardian angel, so to speak, over it. So maybe it was the sar of the yam. Inami or bipinchas v'yamachashi b'libo. Maybe this was all in his head. This was all in his head. He was thinking this, so to speak. Right? He was thinking that the river should let him split it. Also the first parak of Avodah Zarah, where he quotes Rav Elazar ben Derdaya. Remember that Gemara? Right? After he did a sin, he was trying to do tshuva. He says, Shamayim v'aretz, help me out! Mountains, help me out! Somebody help me! He's talking to the natural world. So again, maybe that's all in his head, or maybe that's the sar of these items. So, two places, Tosfos connects. Rav Elazar ben Derdaya, Avodah Zarah daf Yud Zayin, and Chulin daf Zayin, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. So he says to the river, so, Amar Le, split, so the river says back, Atoho lech lasos ritzon konecha, v'yaniho lech lasos ritzon koni. You're doing Ratzon Hashem, and I'm doing Ratzon Hashem. Atas safek oseh safek iata oseh. You, it's mesupik whether you're going to be successful. You're trying to be podeshvuyah. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Ani vadei oseh. But I'm doing what Hashem told me to do. I'm water flowing downstream. I'm nature. So I'm vadei. So ain't safek. What's your midei vadei? So the river says, sorry, I'm not splitting. The river is talking here. The river has type of das. Right, so the Rambam talks about different beings in nature having das. I'm not sure if he says it about the river. He says it about kochavim umazolos. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, this unusual, but it's the idea, the Rambam says. And the Mefarish on Yesod HaTorah quotes it. The Rambam says, Paragim HaLacha Test in Yesod HaTorah. Fascinating Rambam. Kol, we haven't read this in a while, so we'll read it again. Kol HaKochavim VaHagalgalim. Kulam, all stars. And constellations and planets, kulam ba'alei nefesh videya v'haskelheim. They all are ba'alei nefesh and deya and haskel. V'heim chayim va'omdim u'makirim et mi she'amar v'hayah ha'olam. They know God. They exist and they have a recognition of Hashem. Kol echad ve'echad lefi gadlo u'lefi ma'alato mishabchim u'mefarim liyotzram kemo ha'malachim. Right, there are different levels of being. Everything in this world, that's in the physical world, our world, Earth. Then you have the luminaries and the sun and the moon and the stars, v'chulu. Then you have the malachim. Right, so in all the three worlds, the Rambam says there is das HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'keshem shemakir mes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach makir met atzman. Just like they recognize God, they have self-awareness. U'makir mes malachim shalom alamayan. And they recognize malachim, who are above them. V'das HaKochavim v'HaGalgalim, mi'uta midas HaMalachim, Ugedola midas bnei ha'adam. Wow. Right? The da'as of the stars and the luminaries are less than the da'as, less qualitatively than the da'as of the angels and more than the da'as of people. Right? It's somewhere in the middle. Right? Just like we could say da'as of animals is the difference between da'as of people and da'as of inanimate objects. Not really da'as. Maybe they don't have any. But there's different levels that we can't fathom. We don't know what it means that the sun and the moon and the stars have da'as. Right, the natural realm. But the Rambam says it. And the Mefarish says, the Mefarish here, right, there's no Kesef Mishnah on the first four prakam. First four prakam are physics and metaphysics. The Kesef Mishnah and the regular Nosei Kelim start in Parakeh. But the Rambam says, the Mefarish says there, how does the Rambam know that they are Bali Nefesh Videa? Yad'uze mitnu asam. From their movement. The Rambam gets this from their movement, their orbits. Shezua tnua, i'efsha shetia tiv'it. Right, the movement of orbits is different than gravity. Gravity just goes up and goes down. It just goes around and around. It's forever. It keeps going. Right, if it's just an instinctual act, then it should stop. It should start and stop. Right, you throw a rock up, it's going to come down and then stop. It's not going to be in a continuous line. A continuous line, he understands, continuous orbit, he understands as reflection of das. Talks about it must be from the item itself and not just nature that was set up into a rule. Obviously a much deep topic, but not for now, but let's go back to the river. So the river was talking, so to speak, to Pinchas ben Yair says, I'm not splitting because I'm doing Ratzon Hashem and I'm a Vadai. Omar Leir, Pinchas ben Yair takes the law into his own hands. Im iata cholek gozrani alecha shol yavru b'chamayim la'olam. If you don't split, then I'm going to make a gzera, a decree that you will never have water. This river will be dried up. The river hears that. Chalak le, the river split. The river split. Right. So how do you answer the question? How do you answer the question? I'm a vada, you're a suffik. So some afarshim say there's still a difference between creations that have bechira chavshus and creations that don't have bechira chavshus. Even if the Rambam is correct, as we say, that all these constellations have das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they don't have bechira. They don't have bechira. Right? That's only for human beings. The Rambam says that in Hilchos Shuvah. And that's the purpose of the world. The purpose of the world is bechira chavshus and choosing to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's why it's more powerful, so to speak. Right? This line also reflects how all of nature is meshubid to the world of Torah. Right? The famous Yerushalmi that is quoted by the Mefarshim on Hilchas Nida, where the Yerushalmi says, let's say a woman, a young girl, 3 years old, has certain halachas that kick in when she's three. So let's say she's 3 years old, she had a birthday, and then Bezdin is Ma'aber Vishana. And Bezdin adds on an extra month. And all of a sudden, now she's no longer 3 years old. So the halacha switches, now she's considered less than three, and before and older than three, the answer is yes. Yes. Right? Sometimes the physical realm, the physical world can be totally on Torah and the world of Torah. The whole idea of a vesis kavua. If a woman has a vesis kavua, there are different types of schedules that a woman can have in order to try to predict her re'iyah. But there's a vesis kavua. One of the major examples is Yom HaChodesh. Maybe she has a schedule to see on the 18th of Kislev. The 8th of Kislev and the 18th of Teves, the 18th of the month. The 18th of the month only go by the Hebrew calendar, not by the English calendar. Why is that? Because the maybe the calendar, the Hebrew calendar, right? The halachic calendar has some effect on the body. Has some effect on the body. Okay. Again, a big discussion there. We continue. So there was Kriyas Yamsuf here. Kriyas Ginai. Ha'ave Yahu Gavra David Dori Chiti Lepiska. There was someone else that was traveling with him that was carrying wheat for Karban Pesach. For Pesach, for matzah. Not Karban Pesach, to crush for the matzah. Omar le chalok le nami lahai. Reb Pinchas ben Yair says to the river, it sounds like the river went back and closed. Didn't like to stay open. Split for him too. To be mitzvah asik. He's involved in a mitzvah. He's involved in a mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Rashi. To be mitzvah asik. Tichsiv. Ushmartem es hamatzos. To mitchilas chin of arkada bo yishimur l'shem matzah. He's involved in Shmiras Matzah's mitzvah. Interesting, we don't usually think that's a mitzvah, that's a Hechsher mitzvah. Shmiras HaMatzah. Right? Shmura Matzah, eating the matzah is the mitzvah. Not Shmira. So maybe this is an example, though, of a Hechsher mitzvah Haksuva Batorah. Right? One of the examples, it's the Remez of Ushmartem Es HaMatzos. And that's the Netziv at the end of this commentary in the Shiltos, that there's a difference between two categories of Hechsher mitzvah. Written in the Torah and not written in the Torah. If there's a Hechsher mitzvah that's written in the Torah, it already has more significance. Building a sukkah and this case of a matzah, other examples given, but the Netziv says maybe you'd apply the principle of Osik b'mitzvah, Zviza Maktim l'mitzvahs, and other nafkaminas, which we're not going to go into right now. So, he's involved in a mitzvah, so split for him, so chalak leh, it's split. There was another Arab traveler that was with them. Split for him too. So there's no chil Hashem. This is what you do to people who travel with you, you leave them on the other side? Chalak leh, so it's split for him too. Amar of Yosef, kamenofish gavra, mi Moshe Rav Shisin Ravivon. Rav Yosef says, how unbelievable, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair is even greater than Moshe and 600,000 Jews. By Kriyas Yamsuf, it only split once. Here it split three times. What amazing power. So Gemara says, maybe here too, maybe we misunderstood the story. Maybe it split once, and Moshe and Rabbi Pinchas Ben-Yair was just talking, just let them go past until you go back to where the water is supposed to be. So Gemara says, okay, Ela Kim Moshe v'shisin Ravavin. Maybe it's like Moshe. It was like, it also split. So, amazing, this story. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is quoted by many here, but the Aruch Chaim says it on Chumash. Why was it so easy for Pinchas Ben Yair? For Bnei Yisrael, they davened, and nothing happened until Nachshon Ben Aminadav went in until his neck, or the other versions, a shavit went in until their neck. Why was it so hard earlier, and here it's so easy? Says the Aruch Chaim, one word, Torah. They didn't have the Kesukos HaTorah yet on their side. Right, by Kriyas Yamsuf, they didn't get the Torah yet. That's why it was much harder. Here, they already have the schus of the Torah, the schus of the learning that they've done. And therefore, it was easier, so to speak. Iklo, Allahu Shpiz, that's the fine. They come through, they come to a certain inn. Ramalei Sari Lachamre. So, the people from the inn gave barley. Barley is animal food, as we know. To the donkey, Lo Achal, he didn't eat it. Chavtinu, they sifted out the dirt. Lo Achal, he still didn't eat it. Nakrinu, they took the rocks out. Lo Achal, he didn't eat. Amar lahu, so this is very strange. Why is an animal eating after a long journey? Amar lahu, dema lo ma'asrin. Maybe he didn't take off shumas and ma'asrus yet. Asrinu v'yachal. So they did, and boom, he ate. The animal would not eat from the tua unless shumas and ma'asrus were taken off. That's the behemten shal sadikim. No takala coming on them. Amar aniya zu holeches lasos ritzon konam. Vata machilin osa tvalim. Rav Pinchas ben Yair says, how could you feed my animal tevel? Right, he's going to do Ratzon Hashem too. So, ask the Gemara, umi mechayva, what do you mean? But there's no chiyuv. Are you really chayv to take off shumas and maestros before you give it to your animals? V'yatznan, the Mishnah says in Demai, halokeach lezera v'lebehema, if I buy food for planting, for animals, v'kemach la'oros, flour to use for making hides, v'shem alaner, v'shem alasukwas akelim, pater me admai. There's no chiyuv before you give it to your animal. If you bought it originally for these purposes, so then there's no chiyuv. But if you originally bought it for an adam, for human consumption, and then you changed, chayev la'aser. And that's what was taught, that's what was the case here. Originally that tfuah was gathered in and harvested for people. V'yatanya, we also learned in a brisa, halokeach peres min hashuk la'achila, v'nimlach alein lebehema, harizeh lo yitein, lo lefnei behemtov, lo lefnei behemes chavero, ela imkein yiser. So you have to take off Trumas and Maestras beforehand. It was obviously still a Midas Chasidus, but this was the story of the donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Yair. So continuing the story, Shama Rebbe. Rebbe heard that Rav Pinchas ben Yair came to town. Nafak La'api went out to greet him. Amar Leibert, Son Chasod Etzli, you want to have lunch by me? I'd love to have you. Amar Lohain, he says yes, which is very unusual. He would normally never eat anywhere. So Abu Panav Shor Rebbe, Rebbe's face started shining. Omer lo, ki meduma ata shemudra anami Yisrael ani. Rav Pinchas ben Yair says to him, what, you think I never eat anywhere? You think I'm mudra hana from all the Jews? Yisrael kadoshim eim. Jews are holy. And here's this line, yesh rotze ve'ein lo, v'yesh yesh lo ve'ein rotze. The reason I usually refuse is because of the following. Yesh rotze, some people want to have me, but ve'ein lo, but they don't have any food in their house. That's why I usually refuse. Because even if they want to have me, they don't have anything to give me. V'yeshi yeshlo, and some people have, in a rosa, they don't really want to have me. And they only have me because they don't want to be embarrassed. They don't want to like say no to the Gadol Ador, like Tosfos says here. V'yafilo achi yefi kadoshim. And even though they have that attitude, they're still called kadosh. Shemizamin es chavir lecholas lo b'bnei boshes. Even if you have an invitation, shalol l'shem shamayim, it's still achnas as archim. Still achnas as archim. So I saw the name of Rabbi Zusha. Rabbi Zusha says, what do you mean they're kadoshim? Yisrael kadoshim him? Yisrael as a whole is kadosh. B'nai Yisrael. Because if somebody wants to do a mitzvah, but can't do the mitzvah, it's an ones, they still create a malach through their thought. A malach of just the neshama of the mitzvah. And then these people who don't really want to do the mitzvah, but they do it anyway, so they create the guf. The malach for the guf of the mitzvah. So Jews together, those who want to do the guf of the mitzvah, those who want to do the neshama of the mitzvah, just machshava, so together, they can make the full. And that's the Yisrael Kadoshim Heim. Viksiv, al tilcham eslechem, ra'ayin, don't eat with people who have a ra'ayin, v'al tisa'ov, lamata mosav, ki kemo shar ben afsho, kein hu, echol v'shasei yomarlach, they'll say that you should eat with them, v'libo balimach, their heart is not with you, v'yata rotzeb, so therefore, he says, that's why I usually don't eat with people, because I'm nervous that they don't have or they don't really want. But I know you want, Rebbe, and you have. So that's why I'm fine to eat with you. Mia hashta misarhivna. But meanwhile, I'm in a rush right now. Most of the mitzvah katarichna. Let me go do my mitzvah opinion shvuyim, and when I come back, I'll eat with you. Ki adarnas, you know, ayla legabach. When he came back, he went into his house. Ki asis rami al bahu pischa. When he came back, he happened to go through a doorway. That happened to have a couple of white mules by the doorway, which were considered very dangerous animals. So he walks in, and Amar, he says to Rebbe, malach hamavis bebeisol shozev, and he asked that it's slow. This the Malach HaMavis is here. You have this dangerous animal. I'm sorry, I can't eat by you. So Shama Rebbe, Rebbe heard, Nafak Lape, he heard that Pinchas ben Yair had left and didn't come in to eat. And Amar Leh, Mizavninalu. He says, Mizavninalu, I'll sell them. I'll sell these animals. Just come eat with me. Amar Leh, Lefe Iver, Lesitin Mechshol. Well, it's Lefe Iver for other people. Nobody can have these animals. Mafkernalu, I'll be mafker them. Mafasha Zeka, that's even worse. They'll be running around. Right? Akranalahu. I'll be okay them. I'll cut off their hooves. Ikatsar balechayim. What do you mean? They're sar balechayim. You can't have that. They'll be in pain. Katilnalahu. Right? I'll kill them.
Ika bal tashkis.
No, that's bal tashkis. So you see from here also that killing them wouldn't be tzar balechayim. It would only be bal tashkis. Right, we've quoted often the sugya of tzar balechayim about what the source is. Not for now. Havikam avatish beituva gava, and he was begging him to eat with him. Gava tura beidayu, literally a mountain came between them. It might just mean that they couldn't come to an agreement. And Bacha Rebbe va'aman, Rebbe sees this and says, oh, ma bechayein kach. Right, he really didn't want to eat with Rebbe. But you know what? He said yes because, you know, it was Rebbe. But then something happened that allowed him not to eat with Rebbe. So he says, see how great he is. Ma bechayein kach. If tzaddikim, even in their lifetime, have this. B'misas and alachas kama v'kama. Surely, when they're dead, after they pass on, they'll be even greater. Even the greater heights that they could reach, right? Rashi quotes, Misasan Gedolom Yosem Ibechayim. Where do you see this? That somebody could be greater in their death than in their life? Tiyamar Abichama Barchanina, Gedolom Sadikim Misasan Yosem Ibechayim. Shenemar, the Pasuk by Elisha. Vehim Kover Mish. Elisha had died, and this story, the beginning, in the middle of Malachim Beis, they were burying somebody. Veneroes HaGdud, but Israel were burying somebody, and they saw an attacking army, so they said, oh, well, we have to get out of here. And they threw the body into the kever of Elisha. Vayashlichu asa'ish b'kever Elisha. And the second that the dead body touched Elisha's kever, he came back alive. Vayelach vayiga ha'ish b'atzomos Elisha, vayechi vayakam ha'raglov. So you see how amazing Elisha was even after he died, gdola b'misasa. Maybe that doesn't prove anything, that's just because Eliyahu Navi gave him a bracha. Right, when Eliyahu went up to Shemayim, Eliyahu says, what do you want? Ask me your last requests. Elisha says, I want double you. And Chazal say, what does that mean? Eliyahu, you did Tchias HaMesim once. I want to do it twice. So this was the second time. So maybe that's not Dafka proving our general rule. It's Dafka Elisha. Amarle, he answers, no, Ihachi, I know the Tanya Araglov. On the Brisa says, Araglov Ava, the base of Lohalach. It says that he stood up on his feet, but he only walked a few steps. The person who touched, because the reason was just that Elisha, this person, shouldn't be buried next to Elisha. But it wasn't that he actually did Tchias HaMesim. If it was really based on the bracha, it would have been Mamash Tchias HaMesim. It would have lasted. So you see, it wasn't because of the bracha, it was just because of the schus of Elisha, that he shouldn't be buried next to him. El Bamayi Kayim, so where then was he Makayim the second Tchias HaMesim then? Kedamar of Yochanan, Sharipa, Saras Naman, Shishkula Kames, right? Naaman, the Aramean general, came and Elisha healed him. And Saras is Kames, and therefore that counts as a Tchias HaMesim. Shenemar al Natahi Kames. Period. Amar Rav Shimon Levi, there's a lot here, but, there's a lot on the daf. Amar Rav Levi, Lamanikra Shman Yemim, why are mules called Yemim? These mules that we were talking about, Sheimasim, Mutelas Alabrios, because they're dangerous. Amar Rav Chanina, Ezra Chanina, who is a doctor, Rashi says, said, Miyam Elosh Ani Adam Amakas Prada Levana Vachaya. Nobody asked me about this type of bite from this animal, or a mak, or a kick, v'chaya, they never lived. V'aka chazir d'chaye, some people live. Amos v'chayas. No, I've never seen them healed. Meaning, they might live, but it'll suffer. V'aka chazir d'mitzi, well, sometimes we see them healed. T'chivrin reish karayo kamrinan. I'm talking about the white mules with the white tips on their hoofs. Those are the ones that are really dangerous. Period. Let's just read the next two lines, and then we'll talk more about it at the beginning of this year. Eino milvado, amar v'chanina, afiluk shafim. You know what? Let's stop by Eino Mavado. We'll pick it up for the Eino Mavado next time as we get into this sugya. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem, I hope to give the daf tomorrow as we continue, but I'll let you know. But B'Hashem, I hope to give the daf.